New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has met the Queen in her most recent visit to London for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Our Kiwi correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM joins us now to tell us a bit about that and other events from across the Tasman this past week. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going today?
Very well, thank you. Now, did the Prime Minister comment on what she discussed with the Queen?
Well, apparently they had a nice little hello, how are you doing in front of the media. And then they went behind closed doors and had a more in-depth chat about, well, apparently the Queen has quite an interest in New Zealand. So she asked, Jacinda Ardern was impressed that she seemed to genuinely know about the country and know what we've been through in the past few years, but she didn't say exactly what they spoke about because apparently that would break protocol. But yeah, sounds like they had a nice little chat.
You would hope that the Queen has some sort of genuine interest in New Zealand.
Well, yeah, she's our head of state, so.
Now, the Prime Minister is a noted Republican. Do you think it swayed her in any way?
Probably not, I'd imagine. I don't think it would particularly sway me meeting the Queen. But she didn't say that that came up. I imagine it didn't come up. But yes, she is a noted Republican. But she said, while she feels we'll probably become a Republican in her lifetime, it's not something her government's going to focus on. But, you know, who knows?
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were speaking about former President of the United States, Barack Obama, visiting New Zealand. Is there any indication about who the Prime Minister might have been more impressed in meeting?
I don't think so, but I'd imagine, because she probably Obama, I think. She seemed to have more to say about that chat. I'd imagine her conversation with the Queen just sounded like a very polite one. She said, you know, the Queen's corgi recently had to be put down, and she was going with it. Apparently the appropriate time never came up. So it sounded like it might have been a little bit of an awkward conversation.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever be entirely open and candid with the Queen.
No.
Now, more than 200 people have been asked if they would like to alter their submissions on a medical cannabis bill. What's the story behind this?
Well, yes, the government is looking at making medicinal cannabis legal, and part of that is to get submissions from the public on the bill. And people, they send in their submissions, what they'd like to see out of the law, and sort of, you know, give their own opinion. And 200 people have possibly made some incriminating statements in their submissions. And that's not a problem because they're protected by parliamentary privilege. So it's not like the police can dig through these and then take you to court over them. But they are part of the public record, so employers can look at them. And people have complained in the past that lost them jobs or they haven't got the job because of things they've said. So basically the Parliament has come back to these people and said, do you want to alter your statement to maybe remove this just in case?
Now, is there indication of the nature of the sort of reports that they've made? Is it of the recreational nature? Does it err on that side? Or, are these people that are genuinely using it for...
I think it's people who do have health problems and use it for that, but, I mean, it is still illegal using it for those things. So, I mean, anyone, I guess, who said, I've smoked cannabis has really made an incriminating statement. But, yeah, I'd imagine it's just a lot of people who have terminal illnesses or chronic pain who use it for that and have said so and possibly might not want that getting out, or maybe they do. So, you know.
I'm speaking with our New Zealand correspondent, Lachlan Balfour. Now, the University of Auckland's art department may be closing their libraries. What's going on here?
Well, it's part of the University of Auckland has an $11 million deficit. And to try and save money, they're looking at the library and learning services. And there's about, at Auckland University, there's the general library, which is the main library. It's huge 8 stories and 2 million books or something. And then you've got the kind of subject-specific libraries. So what they're proposing in this to save money is to close the creative arts libraries, which is things like fine arts, dance, music, and move those books to the general library. And it's caused quite an uproar.
So what would be the significance of moving these books to the general library?
Well, the thing is that the people who are against it say it's more than just about the books. It's about the kind of the space. The library acts as a creative space for, especially in fine arts. I think it's the biggest, the largest collection of fine art books and texts in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's very much part of the art community in Auckland. So it's not just that they'd lose a lot of the books, which they would, because a lot of them would have to be shredded or burned, depending on who you ask. And it's very much about losing the space that they see as quite important.
Now, obviously, you said there's been some backlash there, but how likely is this still to happen?
Very. I did an interview with some of the people who are against it, and I tried to talk to the university about it, and they are very much not saying anything. But I'd imagine, I mean, they need to make cuts, and they're going to. That, you know, people being against them shutting things down or firing people has not stopped them in the past, so I imagine it's very much going to go ahead despite people's protests.